T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Into the money.
It's time now for the Kresh and Keefe Same Game Parlay. Let's get this bread tonight on Thursday Night Football, exclusively on...
In a shocking twist of events, the wannabe media mogul known to most as Jeff Bezos, but known during the holidays simply as Daddy, will not have exclusive broadcast rights on Amazon Prime Video. For tonight's Patriots game can be seen on Fox 25 in Boston. Suck it, Bezos.
Come on, Jeff.
Yes, our old friends, the Buffalo Bills. For anyone who hasn't been paying attention, here's a recap of Buffalo's season. First, they were really good. Then, they didn't drink enough water in Miami.
The clock continues to tick.
Then, Josh Allen hurt his elbow and started throwing interceptions.
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Allen steps up and throws an interception! Patrick Peterson!
Then, it snowed in Buffalo, so they moved the game to Detroit.
It's probably, about 6 inches of snow here.
But now they're back, and our expectations are low. So, let's drink and gamble on sports with our friends.
Also, again, suck it, Bezos.
You know, Boston never drinks alone.
Oh, fantastic work right there for
good
the
voiceover guy we got.
Yeah. Where's that guy?
Oh, that's good stuff. He'll be on the postgame show tonight, I think.
Oh!
Late in the week at
six
night.
Six Rings postgame show.
Oh, that'll be must listen. Those guys will both be sauced up.
Oh, God.
And Hart is eggnog addiction. Fitzy, just regular.
And Hart up late.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Extra angry.
He will be crispy as all get out.
Let's pick some winners. By the way, the same game, or the primetime parlay here on Kresh and Keefe has already hit once this week.
Yeah.
So we're in the money. We're in the plus money, but why stop there? We might as well hit a couple more of these. Didn't go our way last night.
Nope.
That's all right. You get back on that horse. And it's Pat's Bills. Why not? You feeling good about this? I know you're very anti-same game parlay.
I don't like it.
He doesn't like it.
I don't. I just, it feels like square peg, round hole. And because there's so many limited betting options, Massachusetts.
All right.
We have a hard time sort of piecing it all together. But anyway.
Just need one winner per person.
That's right. That's all we need.
All
one
you
per
need
person.
Is one per person. To get this done.
All right. I guess I'll lead the way with mine.
All right. You feel good?
I'm tepid about it.
Great.
But Josh Allen under 44.5 rush yards is minus 105.
Really? Now, the Patriots struggled against running quarterbacks, but you feel like they're just not going to do it that much?
Sacks.
That doesn't affect the rush yards.
But I'm wondering if... no, but what I'm saying is that I think the Patriots are actually going to be able to get to this guy to be able to keep him from running out of the pocket and all that
stuff. I'm curious how many designed runs they have for him, or if it's just simply scramble
yards. You know, it's funny you say that. I think there were only like two against Detroit, but they were in the fourth quarter in the end of the game.
And one was that touchdown, right?
No, it was the one where they set up the field goal.
Oh, okay.
But see, I think the Patriots are going to be able to eat against this offensive line.
Okay.
And I think they're actually going to get to Allen and not let him scoot out. And at 44.5, I hate that number because it takes like one 25-yard run to tilt
there,
it.
There is that.
But I do think the Patriots are actually going to be able to get to this guy tonight, so I'll go under 44.5.
Can I piggyback off of Gresh quick? Because just going off of your explanation there, a Matt Judon sack tonight, one Matt Judon sack plus 100, so that will be my leg of the parlay.
One sack? Oh, there you go.
One sack.
One sack. Matt Judon. Sack.
So in an
one
even sack. Money, they're saying, one yeah, nine. He's he pretty likely to get it.
Sack.
If not more.
Now, let's see. If he gets one sack, what happens there? Because that's a push. Do we lose the parlay?
It's one plus. It's one plus.
Oh, one plus. Oh, boom. So it's not over under
there
one.
There you
it's
go.
It's one plus. Got it. Very good. Perfect. All right. I will go with, to me, the no-brainer is just Bills minus 3.5, but I don't know what the hell is going on with the line. It kind of scared me away. I probably would have taken a minus 5.5, but all of a sudden they're now minus 3.5. I'm like, something stinks with that. I don't really know what's happening, so I'm going to avoid that one. Instead, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills being the first team to score 20 points.
Okay.
First to 20. Who knows? Maybe you have a wacky fourth quarter and things go all kinds of crazy, but the Bills would be the first to put 20 on the board because I'm not entirely sure the Patriots even put 20 on the board. So give me the Buffalo Bills first to 20.
Billy!
All right, so even if the Patriots don't put 20 on the board, can I at least get over 69.5 rushing yards from Ramondre Stevenson?
I don't think you're asking for too much
there.
I don't
think I am.
No, you're not.
I don't think so.
Doesn't seem too crazy.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
I might have leaned more towards rushing receiving total because I do think if the Bills are going to play that zone defense, Ramondre is going to catch some passes tonight. But I feel you, William. I do.
I mean, 70 rush yards. I
have to improve my research methods.
No. We got some guy on the text saying that a terrible bet fade him. Allen's going to have 100 or more rushing yards.
Rushing yards.
So the 401-48 noted.
What a terrible bet. Nobody likes the Gresh bet. Well, listen.
Well, again, I can't do the one that I wanted.
Now, just for the people, what was the one that you wanted? Just so we get that on the record.
I really wanted Josh Allen over the half an interception, but it's like minus 155.
Yeah, that just would have sunk the thing.
And then I moved it to, I don't even remember what the hell I moved it to. I'm sorry.
Well, now you got under 44.5 rush yards, so something to root for tonight.
And if I switch it to the over, believe it or not, the number on the juice I don't think is that bad.
So
I think it's like 105, 115, something like that in terms of the over and the under. But for this guy to think, oh, my God, he's going to have 100 or more.
He's mad at you.
No, but, I mean, how dare DraftKings only put it at 44.5?
Well, you can.
Then apparently everybody should be over on the over.
You can also go, again, in the same game parlay metric. If you think it's over 59.5, that's plus 205.
Over 59.5 plus 205.
That's pretty good if you want to get on
that. All right, so you know what? I'll follow the jokers there. No.
This isn't a text line. We're not opening
smart.
Up. We're hitting bets now. We don't need. Now, 6 months ago, we almost did turn it over to the listener, but we've hit on enough of these now where it is our bets.
We're plus 180.
We're not stealing other bets like
that. Fine.
Now, none of us are picking it, but Patriots plus 3.5.
The hook. Right. Oh, I go Patriots.
So
plus.
You're picking Patriots?
Yeah.
I'm picking the Bills. John and Billy, you guys like Patriots or Bills? 3.5.
Bills.
Yeah, okay. Right. It seems too obvious.
We shouldn't overthink this one.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that.
And when it seems too obvious,
well, that's why they
know something.
But we're all going, or 3 out of 4 going Bills. All right. Those four picks. So Josh Allen under 44.5 rush yards.
Yeah.
Bills first to 20 points. Ramondre Stevenson over 69.5 rush yards. And a Matt Judon sack, one or more. $10. $150.
Multiple to 15.
Not bad on just a casual Thursday.
And if we hit that one, that would put us up well over
$300. Oh, my God.
I mean, we're on a heater, baby. We are on a heater. All right, so there you go. We'll get that up on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.